Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today we're Zechus Haravan Daf Ein Hey. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah introduces some halachos between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in a case of two chatzeros which are arranged one behind the other, and each one joined in its own Erev. The point of dispute is whether the drisus of regel, the rite of passage to the inner chatzer, restricts the outer chatzer. When Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, explained in the name of Rabbi Yannai the understanding of the halachos, which was subsequently challenged. When Ravin came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he gave over the proper understanding of Rabbi Yannai's explanation of the Machlokas, that in fact there are three opinions. The Tanakhama holds regel homuteris eno oseris, the rite of passage of a person who is permitted in his own chatzer does not restrict the outer chatzer. Rabbi Akiva holds afil regel homuteris oseris, even the rite of passage of someone who is permitted in his own chatzer forbids, and the Rabbanan hold kashem shiregel homuteris eno oseris, just as the rite of passage of a person who is permitted does not restrict, Kach regel ha'asura eino oser, so to the rite of passage of a person who is restricted does not restrict. Point number two was stated in a braisa that if the residents of the two chatzeros placed a joint eruv in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the eruv, Rabbi Akiva holds that the residents of both chatzeros are restricted, whereas the Chachamim say that the inner chatzer is permitted and the outer one is restricted. The Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim who hold ein bittul reshus machatzer chatzer, they allow the inner chatzer to dissolve the Erev because they can claim, I merge with you to improve my situation and not to detract from it. Rabbi Akiva does not permit the inner residents to dissolve the Erev since he holds Yesh Bittul Reshus Machatzer Chatzer. This provides an alternative way for the inner residents to restore their rights in the chatzer via the residents in the outer chatzer being Mevatel Reshus in their chatzer. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Asara Batim Zeh Lifnim Mizeh. If 10 houses are arranged one behind the other, where only the outer house opens directly to the chatzer, Pnimi Nosin Eseruv V'dayo, the inner house, meaning the 10th house, must contribute its portion of an Erev being formed in the chatzer with the other residents, and this is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil Chitzon, even the outer one must contribute, which the Gemara clarifies to mean the 9th inner house. The Gemara explains that Shmuel holds, Beishar de Yochid Shmei Beishar. The gatehouse of an individual is legally treated as a gatehouse, and therefore, the 9th house, which only serves as an entrance for the 10th house, does not restrict the chatzer. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, Lo Shmei Beishar, it's not treated as a gatehouse and must contribute to the Erev. All the other houses are considered a Beishar, since they serve as entranceways for more than one house, and therefore do not restrict the Erev. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah introduces Malchokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in the case of two chatzeros which are arranged one behind the other, and each one joined in its own Erev. The point of dispute is whether the drisus regel, the rite of passage of the inner chatzer, restricts the outer chatzer. When Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he explained in the name of Rabbi Yannai the understanding of the Malchokes, which was subsequently challenged. When Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he gave her the proper understanding of Rabbi Yannai's explanation of the Malchokes, that in fact, there are three opinions. The Tanakhama holds regel muteris eino oseris. The rite of passage of a person who is permitted in his own chatzer does not restrict the outer chatzer. Rabbi Akiva holds afil regel muteris oseris. Even the rite of passage of someone who is permitted in his own chatzer forbids. And the Rabbanan hold kashem sheregel muteris eino oseris, just as the rite of passage of a person who is permitted doesn't restrict, kach regel ha'asura eino oseris, so to the rite of passage of a person who is restricted doesn't restrict. Point number two was stated in the braisa that if the residents of the two chatzeros placed a joint Erev in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, Rabbi Akiva holds that the residents of both chatzeros are restricted, whereas the Chachamim say that the inner chatzer is permitted and the outer one is restricted. The Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim who hold, Ein bittul reshus machatzer chatzer, they allow the inner chatzer to dissolve the Erev because they can claim, I merge with you to improve my situation and not to detract from it. Rabbi Akiva doesn't permit the inner residents to dissolve the Erev since he holds Yesh Bittul Reshus Machatzer V'Chatzer. This provides an alternative way for the inner residents to restore their rights in the Chatzer via the residents in the outer Chatzer being Mevatel Reshus in their Chatzer. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Asara Batim Zeh Lifnim Mizeh. If 10 houses are arranged one behind the other, where only the outer house opens directly to the Chatzer, Pnimi Nosin as a Ruva Vadayo. The inner house, meaning the 10th house, must contribute its portion of an Erev being formed in the Chatzer with the other residents, and this is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil Chitzon, even the outer one must contribute, which the Gemara clarifies to mean the 9th inner house. The Gemara explains that Shmuel holds Beishar the Yachid, Shmei Beishar. The gatehouse of an individual is legally treated as a gatehouse, and therefore the ninth house, which only serves as an entrance for the tenth house, doesn't restrict the chatzot, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds Lo Shmei Beishar. It's not treated as a gatehouse and must contribute to the Erev. All the other houses are considered a Beishar since they serve as entranceways for more than one house and therefore do not restrict the Erev. All right, so now we go to a Simper Daf Ayin Hey, and this one comes to us by way of Gedalia Weiss and David Zev Glickman, who both suggested an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz for Ayin Hey. So here goes. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who are already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, were horrified when they found out he just bought the 10th house in the long row of housing. Once again, in slow motion. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hey. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who are already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer, which reminds that Rabbi Yana explained that there was a three-way machlokas between the Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and the Chachamim regarding when or if Drisus HaRegel restricts use of a chatzer. So the neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who are already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, which reminds of the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim regarding what to do when two chatzeros make a joint Erev in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the outer chatzer forgets to join the Erev. So the neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who are already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, were horrified when they found out he just bought the 10th house in the long row of housing. Which reminds of the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan of Beishar the Yachid Shmei Beishar, if the gatehouse into an individual home is considered a gatehouse to not require an Erev. So once again, the neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who are already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, were horrified when they found out he just bought the 10th house in the long row of housing. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Ein Av. So the simper Daf Ein Av is a donkey going e-ah, e-ah. So here goes. The demoralized donkey driver, that must be one Daf Ein Av. The demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bittul Rishus may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, which reminds us, two brises were brought to challenge Rav Nachman's position that a yorish may be mevatel a rishus when he inherits it on Shabbos. Rav Yochanan said that the brises followed by Shammai who say, ein bittul rishus b'Shabbos, that bittul rishus may not take place on Shabbos, whereas Rav Nachman holds like Beis Hillel that it can. Abai explains the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, saying that Beis Shammai holds bittul rishus mikne rishusahu, that bittul rishus is considered a kinyan, a form of transferring rights, and making a kinyan on Shabbos is aser. Whereas Beis Hillel says that bittul rishus is the luke of rishus ba'amahu, is a simple abandonment of rights, which is mutter to do on Shabbos. So the demoralized donkey driver, who after learning the bittul rishus may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuv. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, ba'al bayis she'a shittuv l'shcheinav. If a ba'al bayis was a partner with his mabui neighbors, lezebiyan lezebiyan, with this one with wine and with that one with wine, ein tzrich nil arv, they do not need to join in an Erev, meaning a shittuv, because the partnership is sufficient. If, however, lezebiyan lezebishemen, he was a partner with this one with wine and with that one with oil, tzrich nil arv, they must join in an Erev. Rashi explains that they may not rely on their partnership since the wine and oil are in different containers. Rabbi Shimon says, Echodzeh v'echodzeh ein tzrich nil arev. In either case, they do not need to join in an Erev. Rabbi Yosef explained that the Malchus between the Tanakam Rabbi Shimon is based on a Malchus between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan regarding Truma oil that is floating on top of Truma wine, and the Tzvul Yom touched the oil but not the wine. The Rabbanan hold that he only has invalidated the oil, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shnein chiburin zeh lezeh, both of them, the oil and wine, are connected to each other, and therefore they both become invalidated. The Tanakhama holds like the Rabbanan that oil and wine are two separate entities, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who views the wine and oil as a single entity. So the demoralized donkey driver, after learning that Bittul Rishus may not take place on Shabbos because it's a form of kinyan, was informed his partnership with his neighbors using oil and wine didn't work as a shittuv, and the barrel of wine they had purchased together couldn't be used either. Which reminds us, a third opinion is introduced in a brisa which states, Belezer ben Tanai said, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichinu arev. In both cases in our Mishnah, they must join in an Erev, meaning a shittuv. Rav explains that if each person poured his jug into the same barrel, Rabbi Elazar ben Tanai agrees with Rabban that it is a valid Erev. He disagrees in a case where they purchased the barrel of wine in partnership. Rabbi Elazar ben Tanai holds ein brera, that there is no retroactive determination of specific ownership, and therefore, the Erev is invalid, whereas the Rabbanan hold yesh brer, that there is a retroactive determination of specific ownership, and the shittuv is valid. The Ritva explains that the barrel of wine is viewed as if it had been divided into individually owned jugs after the purchase and then poured back into the vessel. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Sefer Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So I've done some major simanim surgery on this one. So now the siman reads, five families brought their bread and wine Erev and Shittiv travel kits for the Shabbos they were spending in the mansion partitioned as groups to celebrate their rich father's birthday with a massive piece of cake, although they all wished they could have slept at home. So once again, five families brought their bread and wine Erev and Shittiv travel kits, which reminds us, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, a Braisa taught that an Erev must be made with bread and not with wine. Rashi explained that Erev Mishum Dira, an Erev is symbolic of a residence, and a person's residence is determined by bread and not wine. A Shittiv, on the other hand, could be made with wine or bread. Rashi explains that a Shittiv merges the rights of the Chetzeros and not the houses, and wine suffices to create that merger. Rav Meir ruled that it's necessary that a person make an Erev and a Shittiv. Shalom HaShachayach towards Erev Minatinokos, in order not to cause the institution of Erev to be forgotten from the children who would say that their fathers didn't make an Erev. The Chami said that doing only one of them would suffice for that. Rabbi Nachumi and Rabba disagreed on what the Malchokos was about. One said that when a Shittiv is made with bread, Rabbi Meir would agree that it suffices for the Erev. The only argued when the Shittiv was made with wine. The other one said that the Chami would agree that when the Shittiv was made with wine, that an Erev is also required. They disagree only when the Shittiv was made with bread. So five families brought their bread and wine, Erev and Shittiv travel kits for the Shabbos they were spending in the mansion, partitioned as groups. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Chamisha Chabur Sheshavsu Betrakun Echot, five groups that spent Shabbos in one mansion. Beisham say Erev Echol Chabur Echabur, an Erev is needed for each group. And Beis Hillel say Erev Echot Echuan, one Erev suffices for all of them, unless some of them are staying in separate rooms or upper stories. Rashi explains that they were divided into five areas in a large room, and each area had a door leading to a common chatzar, which also served residents of other buildings and opened into it. According to Beis Shammai, they would require five separate Erevin with the other residents, as well as an additional Erev to carry from one group area to the others. The Gemara presents a four-way Malchokas regarding which type of partition Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree on. So five families brought their bread and wine, Erev and Shittiv travel kits for the Shabbos they were spending in the mansion, partitioned as groups, to celebrate their rich father's birthday with a massive piece of cake, although they all wished they could have slept at home. Which reminds the next Mishnah states, Ha'achin sha'yu ochin al shulchan aviyem, yeshenim bevatem, brothers who eat at their father's table but sleep in their homes, which Rashi explains to mean that their houses are in the same chatzar as their father's, which also includes other residents, tzrichin erev kol echod ve'echod. They need an erev for each one if they want to join in an erev with the other residents in the chatzar. The Gemara suggests that the Mishnah implies makam wina gorem. The place of sleep determines a person's residence. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Mishnah's case was where the brothers receive support from their father, but they don't live there. The Gemara brings a Malchokas regarding what determines one's makam dira, a place of residence. Rav said pita, the place of bread, and Shmuel said lina, the place of sleep. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Simfra Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the wealthy innkeeper with five wives and five servants proudly told the visiting yeshiva he prepared a giant ostrich egg for breakfast, giant ostrich egg, that must be more on Daf Ayin Gimel. When the wealthy innkeeper with five wives and five servants, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Mishe Yishul Chamish Nashim Mekabos Pras Mebalehen, someone who has five wives who live in separate houses in a chatzar, but receives support from him, and he lives in a house in that same chatzar, V'chamisha Avadim Mekabim Pras Merabehen, or five servants who live in separate houses but receive support from their master, who lives in that same chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezer is matir the chatzar to be used by everyone in the case of the women, but is osurid in the case of the servants. Rashi explains that even though the servants are supported by the master, their relationship is not as strong as marriage. Rabbi Yehuda ben Vav is matir the chatzar in the case of the servants, but is osur in the case of the women. Rav explained Rabbi Yehuda ben Vav's reason for holding that the master-servant relationship is stronger, based on the pasuk with Daniel bisra Malka, and Daniel was in the gate of the king. The Miri explains that even though Daniel spent most of his time learning and was not actually in the king's court, since he was conscious of his obligations to the king, it was considered as if he was in the gate of the king. So when the wealthy innkeeper with five wives and five servants proudly told the visiting yeshiva he prepared a giant ostrich egg for breakfast, which reminds us, Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rav Sheshes where members of a yeshiva should measure their tchum from if they eat their bread in the inns of a nearby valley and come to sleep at the yeshiva. And Rav Sheshes answered that they measure it from the yeshiva. The Gemara asked that if this is so, then when someone places his erev tchum within 2,000 amas of his home and sleeps at home, why is the tchum measured from the location of his erev? The Gemara answers that in that case, Anan Sahadi, we can attest to their intentions, that if they could reside by their Erev, they would, whereas in the case of the yeshiva students, we can attest that they would prefer if people would bring bread to them in the yeshiva. So when the wealthy innkeeper with five wives and five servants proudly told the visiting yeshiva He prepared a giant ostrich egg for breakfast. They politely turned around and went back to their dorms located in 5 Caseros, where always one of them forgot to join in the Arab. Which reminds us, one of the four cases mentioned in the next Mishnah states, Chamish Chatzeros Pesuchos Zo Azo Pesuchos Ramavui, 5 Chatzeros that open to one another and also open to a Mavui, if they join in an Arab for the Chatzeros and merge in a Shita for the Mavui, and one of the residents forgot and did not join in the Arab, with Tarin Kan Vakan, they are permitted here in the Chatzer and here in the Mavui. This seems to indicate that a Shita can serve in lieu of an Arab. Yet the Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that both the Arab and the Shita are necessary. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir's concern was Shalo Shecheach towards Arab min and Tinokos in order not to cause the institution of Arab to be forgotten by the children. But here, since most of the residents did join in the Arab, it will not be forgotten. Therefore, even Rabbi Meir would allow the Shita to serve in lieu of an Arab in this case. Dafayin Dalet. So the Simur Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The expert witness. Witness, that must mean we're on Dafayin Dalet. The expert witness who was testifying in the case of a Mavui with a ruin on one side, which reminds us, there's a three-way machlokes regarding what type of Mavui can be adjusted with a lechi or a korah. Rav said, "Ein Mavui nitir b'lechi v'korah ad shiubatim v'chetzeros besuchim l'socho." A Mavui is not rendered permissible with a lechi or a korah unless there are houses and chetzeros opening into it, which means at least two chetzeros that each contain two homes. Shmuel said, "Afil b'ayis echot v'chetzer achas," even one house without a chetzer and one chetzer to which at least one house opens. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afil churva," even a ruin on one side and a chetzer to which at least one house opens. Rabbi Yosef clarified to Abai that Rabbi Yochanan did not permit a Mavui if a path through a vineyard is on one side of the Mavui instead of the ruin. The difference is that a ruin is chazigadira, somewhat suitable for a residence, whereas the vineyard path is not. So the expert witness who was testifying in the case of a Mavui with a ruin on one side, quoting with confidence the Lashon of a Mishnah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates, when Rabbi Elazar overheard someone give over Shmuel's opinion that even one house without a chatzar, and one chatzar to which at least one house opens can be adjusted with a lechi or a korah, he was surprised and went to challenge Shmuel, since Shmuel had said, "Ein lanu be'erevin el b'lashon mishnas neinu." We do not have the right to establish leniencies in the laws of erevin other than those found in the wording of the Mishnah, and he applied that to our Mishnah that stated, "Shamavui lechatzeros kachatzu abatim." The relationship of a mavui to its chatzeros is similar to the relationship of a chatzar to its houses. The plural form of chatzeros implies that more than one chatzar is required to grant mavui status. Shmuel was silent, and the Gemara seeks to determine if his silence meant that he accepted or that he rejected the challenge. So the expert witness who was testifying in the case of a Mavui with a ruin on one side, quoting with confidence the Lashon of a Mishnah, was asked if he saw the chazan who ate dinner at home go to sleep in the shul. Which reminds, the Gemara suggested that Shmuel did not retract his position based on a Mavui in which Eva's Bar Ihi lived, that was adjusted with a lechi, and Shmuel permitted it. The Gemara in Amud Beis clarifies that a shul also opened into the Mavui that contained an apartment, making this a case of a Mavui with one chatzer, the one in which Eva's lived, and one house, the apartment in the shul. After Shmuel's death, Rav Anan came and threw the lechi down because it did not have two chatzeros with two houses each opening into it, and Eva's protested since the lechi was done under the direction of Shmuel. This seems to indicate that Shmuel did not retract his position. The Gemara rejects his proof, saying that Shmuel did accept Rabbi Elazar's objection and retracted and required two chatzeros with two houses each. In this case, the chazan of the shul would eat his meals at his home in another chatzer and sleep in the shul. Since Shmuel held that makam wina gorim, where one sleeps, defines his residence, the shul building was considered a regular chatzer with two homes, the room the chazan slept in, as well as another apartment in it. This, together with the chatzer of Ivas, made the mavui legitimate since it was considered to have two chatzeros. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn the klal that the right to establish leniency as an Arab must be found in the Lashon of the Mishnah? That's on Duff. Ein Dal. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have a question whether a Yorish can be Mevato a Rishus? That's on Duff. Ein. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have a machlokes is learning what to do if one of the residents of an outer chatzer forgets to participate in a joint Arab that was placed in the inner chatzer? That's on Duff. Ein hey. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that a yeshiva's tchum is measured from where the yeshiva sleeps, not from where they travel to eat? That's on Duff. Ein gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn the reason why the house of the one who's mevato is reshus is restricted to the other residents as well? That's on Duff. Samach Tes. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn the case of the mavui where the chazan slept in the shul and Shmuel held makam lina gorem? That's on Duff. Ein Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding when Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim disagree that both an Erev and Shituv must be made? That's on daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokes regarding when and if Drisa's Aregel restricts use of a chatzer? That's on daf. Ein Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn when the Mishnah said brothers eat at their father's table? It meant they're supported by their father, but they eat at home. That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. And number 10, which daf do we have machlokas if Beis Shar, the Yachid Shmei Beis Shar, if a gatehouse opening into an individual home is considered a gatehouse to not require an Erev? That's on daf. Ayin Hey. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn the virtue of Haknasas Orchim? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Zayin, Masechus Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn the three brachas of Birchas Torah? That's on daf. Yudalef and brachas. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a Malchokas regarding the shape of the crushim? That's on daf. Tzadiches Masechus Shabbos. Good. All right, so that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.